Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to heal your mind, body, and spirit? You can give yourself the gift of whole body wellness. Stay tuned for the next hour as Audrey Michelle brings you the new hit show, Rewired Life Radio. Learn to love, heal, celebrate. On Transformation Talk Radio, Audrey is going to take you on a journey to healing and wellness by sharing her infinite wisdom and creating incredible conversations with the expert guests she brings on. Get ready to rewire your life. Here is your host, Audrey Michelle.
And welcome to Rewired Life Radio, where we learn to love, heal, and celebrate. Of course, I'm your host, Audrey Michelle. And you know, this has been an interesting week. For those of you on Facebook, I'm sure you've noticed the Me Too campaign that's bringing awareness to sexual harassment. And, you know, whether you have chose to post your story, I think we all have a story. And how I want to frame today's episode isn't so much what do you do if or when you experience sexual harassment or trauma or violation? I want us to focus on what we have control over. Now, yes, these things should not be happening. And I think there's education and awareness and holding the perpetrators accountable is all necessary. But, you know, my gift and my purpose and my passion is all about empowering women and, you know, taking control of your emotions, understanding your emotions, and choosing your reaction. So thinking about this, you know, if yes, this thing happened to me and that needs to be dealt with, but how do you feel and how do you deal with this? And, you know, what happens after you've been triggered and how do you heal from this experience and how do I move forward in a healthy way? These are all things I want to talk about today. And, interestingly enough, divine timing has just like shine its light down upon us because our guest today is the beautiful Amanda Testa of Find Your Feminine Fire. And I have to tell you, her and I began chatting about this episode months ago, like June. And, you know, today, October 18th is the date that she chose that was best for her schedule and what's going on. And you know, this episode couldn't have come at a better time. So I'm super excited to be in a space where we've got a sex and love and relationship coach here with us. And what I'm really fascinated by is how Amanda helps women on the other end of sexual harassment and trauma and violation. You know, she helps women who feel like they've been knocked off their sexiness game, get back up. And here's the thing with Amanda that I loved. While yes, she helps with overcoming the harassment, the trauma, the violation, she also helps you continue to live in the current moment. Meaning while you are healing, she helps you also find your feminine fire. And this fascinated me. So she helps overwhelmed women reconnect with their sexuality and help you feel supported and playful in these intimate relationships. So, okay, you guys, let's talk about this. Let's welcome Amanda to the show. Girlie, I am so excited to talk to you today. How are you doing?
Me too. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
I know. Isn't this crazy how, I don't know, just this week with all of the like women sharing their Me Too stories, I was just like, wow, I feel honored to be able to share this space with you, with like an expert in this arena. So thank you.
Yes, of course. Yeah, I know it's been a bit overwhelming to see the sheer number, which as you mentioned earlier, you know, whether or not people choose to share, you know, I know a lot of us are affected by it. So it's beautiful that you're bringing this conversation out. So thank you.
Yeah. You know, this is where I wanted to start was, you know, what is this all of this sharing, what does this mean to you and how has it affected you, your clients, and just what are your thoughts on all of it?
Well, you know, I feel like every once in a while there's something like this that will come along that will bring the communicative attention to this kind of issue. And sadly, you know, I hate that it takes something like this to do that, but anything that brings awareness to this conversation and brings this to the forefront, I feel like it's important. And I mean, I feel like at this day and age, our society should realize what's going on, but they don't always. Right. And I know for some people, it's a healing thing. It feels good to know that you're having support and there's other people going through this with you. On the other hand, I know it can be triggering for some people. And, you know, a lot of people just, it really is hard for them. So no matter where you are on that spectrum, I totally respect where you are, and understanding too, that I know it's not just women that are affected by this. Right. So, you know, my heart just goes out to everyone that is affected, and knowing that, you know, the best thing we can do is to move forward. And the more we can educate and help people to, I mean, in my personal opinion, I feel like, you know, harassment and sexual violence is such a shadow side of sexuality. And when people are really, you know, suppressing that, you know, these negative sides can come up. And so in my opinion, I feel like the more we can educate and get people comfortable with their sexuality and feeling at home in their bodies and feeling, you know, okay about their sexuality and safe to explore their desires in a safe, consensual way, that the shadow side would decrease.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I wanted to talk about this. You know, how did you come to this place of being interested in and talking about sexuality within our health and wellness?
Yeah, that's a great question. So my personal story, I have a 5-year-old daughter, and she was around 2.5 when I realized found myself in a kind of a deep depression. And as typical in these situations, from the outside, it looked like everything was pretty good. But on the inside, I was really struggling, and I would wake up in the morning feeling resentful before my foot hit the ground. I was feeling very disconnected from my body, very, you know, lack of confidence. There was not a lot of connection happening with my husband and I. There was just a lot of, I felt so much anger and sadness and all kinds of stuff. Mm-hmm. And so I just realized one morning I got up, I was like, this cannot be my life. Like, I cannot live like this anymore. And so I decided I would take some steps to change. And some of those things looked like, you know, starting to take some time for myself, which is not always easy to do, especially when you have right. young children, but making that a priority. And I got help. I worked with a coach. And then I found my teacher, Layla Martin, and I started working with her. And through that work, when I initially started to work with her, I thought, well, I'm just going to, you know, see if this can help, you know, get the mojo back. In the way I was looking at it, it wasn't even for myself. It was mm-hmm. mostly for how can I, you know, be sexy for my husband. And then through doing the work, I realized, oh my goodness, this is like so much more than that. Yeah. This is all about myself, connecting to myself. This work is all about becoming comfortable in my skin. This work is all about healing past trauma. It's just so much to it. And it was transformational for me. So after that, I realized, every woman needs to know about this. And I want to do my part to spread the word.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
So how did you come to, you know, how did your personal story turn into what you're up to today with finding your feminine fire?
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, it's really common for women to lose desire, you know, and kind of get disconnected from that vibrancy through day-to-day life nowadays. You know, we're so stressed with the busyness of our lives and, you know, work, and if you have kids and all the challenges and responsibilities we have on our plate, it doesn't give us a lot of time to cultivate our energy in that way. Mm-hmm. And so not only did I find through doing this work, like that just turned back on, that it's something that's doable. You know, there's steps you can take to reignite that.
Yeah.
And so I feel like that's a powerful thing, knowing you do have control. It's like something you can do. There's steps you can take to help
yeah.
yourself when you find.
Yeah. Those, I yeah. actually really like that you just said, like, to know that you actually have control of it. You know, it's something I talked about in the beginning is choosing our own reactions and choosing our own direction. Like, that's exactly what you did. You woke up, right? You had this awakening of like, this is not what my life is going to be. I'm going to figure this out, you know?
Yes.
It's like, cheers to you. And cheers to you for like showing up to, I don't know if I want to call it a difficult conversation or just like a hidden conversation for women, you know? It's kind of like both and, I feel like.
Yes. It is something that women don't talk enough about. And they're so hungry to talk about it. I find when I lead my groups and have workshops, I mean, women are so hungry for this information. It's not something that's out there. It's easily accessible. Yeah. So, and, you know, we may have these discussions here and there about what's going on in our lives or what's going on in our sex lives, but it's rare. And if you do talk about it, it's not, you know, from a deep place a lot of times in my experience.
Yeah. And you have beautifully mixed the deep conversation, the healing conversation, the energy conversation, energy meaning, you know, like life force energy conversation into sexuality. And that's what we're talking about today. And I'm so fascinated by it. So I'm super excited. Amanda, I can't believe this is happening already, but we need to take a quick break. You guys, you're listening to Rewired Life Radio with me, Audrey Michelle. And you can learn more about my book, coaching, and find my free meditations by going to audreymichelle.com. So when we come back, we are going to continue chatting with Miss Amanda Testa of Finding Your Feminine Fire and the classes and information that she has to offer. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Welcome to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I am so thrilled that we've created this venue for all of you out there.
Dr. Pat Basile will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
What we have heard is that you want to ensure for us that we keep positive, holistic, uplifting, transformative talk radio on the air. We're excited to bring you the contemporary conversations about Lyme disease.
We promise not to let the light fade on Lyme.
So fasten your seatbelts. We've got lots more to share with you in the weeks to come.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio with Dr. Pat and help keep our mission strong on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Brand consultant Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help you take control of your future and maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're an individual trying to reinvent yourself and launch a new venture, or you're an executive trying to reposition your company to modernize your sales and marketing programs, Jen Morgan and the RAD Method empower you to play to your strengths and show up in the world as your most powerful brand. To learn more, go to jenmorgan.com. That's Jen with two N's, Morgan.com, or call 206-9000. 972-5366.
Gain powerful insight and practical tools to support you on your spiritual journey. Access your higher self and tune in every second and fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. Pacific to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin and now co-host Jeremy Nudell, Walking the Path of Freedom. Andrew is a highly attuned intuitive oracle, energy worker, spiritual teacher, and international radio host. For more about Andrew and his services, visit andrewmartin.energy.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters N-R-G.com.
Hi, everybody. back on Rewired Life Radio. Of course, I'm your host, Audrey Michelle. And today we have the lovely Miss Amanda Testa with Finding Your Feminine Fire, who is talking with us about redefining our sexuality for who we are today. And have you ever really thought about that? Like after menopause or motherhood or a job change or lifestyle change or, you know, if you're dealing with sexual harassment, trauma, sexual violation, how has your sexuality changed? And what do you desire today? That's an interesting way to think about it, don't you guys think? So I'm excited to dig in more here with Amanda. But before we get started, Amanda, if you don't mind, will you share with us how we can learn more about you?
Sure, I'd be happy to. So you can find me on my webpage. It's just amandatesta.com, T as in tango. And there I have an amazing sensuality activation you can download, which is really great for kind of a step one of tapping into your feminine fire. And I also have a Facebook group where I do most of my content, which is Find Your Feminine Fire Group on Facebook.
Awesome.
So you can follow me there. I also have a YouTube channel, Amanda Testa. And yeah, I would invite you to check it out. I have lots of videos on there and tons of great free content that supports you in this, you know, reclaiming your radiance and finding your feminine fire and how that spills over into relationships and everything else. So
absolutely. Well, let's start here. What do you mean by feminine fire?
Yes, that is a great question. So for me, feminine fire, it's that powerful energy that lives within us as women. And it can be really dulled through everyday life. But the good news is that you can reignite this fire. And you can really tell when you see a woman whose fire is turned on versus turned off. I mean, think about if you are at a party and a woman walks in and she's vivacious and juicy and full of energy, you know, versus another woman who may have walked in and she's like closed down. And you can definitely tell. And some people call this energy Shakti. And anything that has Shakti is alive. It's luminous. Mm. It's magnetic. It's really the essence of vibrant health, feeling good in your own skin, and really feeling that your life has meaning and value.
Beautiful. That's a beautiful way to put it.
Thank you.
So you have, you talk about feminine fire in 5 different ways. I'm just going to list them off and then we're going to dig into these more. So 1 being reigniting your desires. 2 being activating your sensuality. 3, getting in touch with your body. And then starting a love affair with yourself, which is beautiful. And then 5, permission to feel all your feelings and emotions, etc. So in finding your desire and reigniting your desires, what does that mean to you? Where do you even start doing that? Like if you're so out of touch with your desires, where do we even start?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I think that's true because, you know, from everything, from the way we eat, the way we rush around, the way we numb out to de-stress, I mean, running around, we don't really focus on what we truly desire. So my first tip into focus on what you desire is literally you take a paper and a pen, put in a timer for 10 minutes and just start jotting down everything that comes to mind. Even if it's, I want a cup of coffee, I want a good night's sleep, I want to go to Bora Bora with my husband, you know, whatever it is, just let it flow. Don't censor yourself because I truly feel like our desires are a compass to what we're supposed to be doing and where we're supposed to be spending our time and energy.
Yeah.
Now, and even some of them might not be realistic, but I'm thinking if you're looking at that list after 10 minutes, there's got to be a couple things that you can make happen in the next few days.
Right. I like that. I'm going to add too, like, just permission for ladies, because I do a similar exercise, different framework, but similar. And I'll have women be like, oh my God, there's too many for 10 minutes. And I'm like, no, you bullet point that and get after it. So if you're feeling like overwhelmed or stopped by like how many things are going on in your mind, like no, bullet point it and just like list it off, like just get it out of your brain. It doesn't have to be perfect. But I love that exercise.
Yeah, and even just doing it on the regular, you know, because things change, our desires change, you know, it's fluid. So it can just be a regular practice for you.
Yeah, fluid, beautiful word. Because I think, you know, as I was talking at the beginning of the segment, one of the questions that came to my mind are like, what are your desires today, right? I feel like, I kind of feel like we're in this place of, you know, I have to hold myself accountable. Like I said, I was going to do this thing. Now I have to do the thing. But what if you don't want to do the thing anymore? Like that can be in your desire list, right? Like I'm done doing the thing.
Yeah, totally.
Like total permission to just be like, yeah, I thought I wanted to do this thing, but JK, like just kidding. Not anymore. I tried it. I experimented. I'm out. And that's fine. I think that's all like listening to your body, I think is a common language that you and I have.
Yes, for sure.
And the other thing you mentioned was that I loved was, what are you resisting? You know, how does that fit into not only reigniting your desires, but then activating your sexuality and sensuality? What are you resisting? How does that seem to show up for your clients?
Well, I think, like you mentioned, we both have this real affinity for listening to the body. Mm-hmm. And what I like to have women do is, you know, when you're feeling into that desire, where is the resistance coming up? Like, what are you feeling? So what sensations are you feeling in your body when that happens? And can you just dig a little deeper? What is there something that it wants to say? Is there a part of you that is, you know, really in resistance to this, and why? Maybe you just can just really send some loving acceptance there. Really, whatever you can do to just let those pieces of you in resistance being seen and heard, then sometimes even just giving them the light of day, they will pass. Sometimes it takes more work, but just kind of knowing that that's normal and feeling resistance is part of it.
Yeah. I think, again, like permission seems to be what's coming up just in this conversation right now. Just permission to just, again, write down whatever. Like, what if the word desire is what you're resisting? Like, then write into how much you hate the word desire.
Totally.
And see what comes out of that, you know, just kind of free flowing.
Yeah, or even just writing, what do I want? It can be whatever in a way that you find a word that resonates with you.
Yeah. And even I'm just thinking of one of my clients that like, so, and not in this realm, not in the sensuality realm, but just like so stuck in this realm that we had to write that it's like the idea of desires. Let's write into the idea of having a desire, like, cause it was just too big. The idea of like, what do I want to create? And she was just like, I'm so stuck that I can't. I'm like, okay, how about like the idea of maybe someday having desires and wants and dreams? And she's like, I can deal with that.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's awesome. And another word, you know, another word you mentioned to me that I really resonated with was radiance. And I think you kind of mentioned this at the beginning where, you know, when you find your confidence, you're just like radiating. What else? Talk to me about that a little bit more.
Yes, I do love this word. And for me, radiance really, like you said, it's that energy and you can feel it from someone, you know, it shows up in your face. You're just kind of lit from within and it can be cultivated the more you like work with your energy and allow it to flow.
And you're talking from not only like a sensuality standpoint, but you know what, here is something I want to talk about that we did discuss earlier is, you know, we've kind of been framing this in a like sexuality kind of way, but you described the senses as sensuality. Will you describe that some more for the listeners?
Totally. And I do feel like, you know, sensuality is basically, it's really getting in touch with your senses. That is the basis of what sensuality is. So what that would look like is, you know, taking the time to activate each one of your senses on a regular basis and like really be present with those experiences and sensations that come up.
Yeah. And you even mentioned like super simple things. Like when I'm taking my doggy for a walk, I can, for example, I forget what you said now.
Well, yeah, you can just, you know, so if you're taking the dog for a walk, maybe each block, spend each block focusing on a different sense. So maybe the first block, you're really taking in everything you see. What's beautiful. Wow. Look at that interesting plant, you know, like from a child's eye.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next block, you can just really be keen to listening. What do you hear? What do you hear? Then maybe the next block, you're really feeling the wind on your skin or the sun on your skin or your clothes on your skin, the ground under your feet, you know, like each block kind of really giving that time to really
experience your,
in that
experience your different senses. That just popped back into my mind. I was like, oh, I really liked that. Cause it's, I liked it because it's like an everyday activity, right? So something within your every day that you can bring all of your senses into, I think is brilliant in a way of being able to listen to your body and bring that radiance back into your life. Like, you know, finding joy and, like you said, the childlike aspects is really fascinating.
Yes. And I do, like I mentioned on my website, there is an opt-in there for the sensuality activation, which really is all about taking that five senses and spending time with each one. So it's a simple thing. Like you said, you can, the more simple I find things are, the more likely that you will do them. And that is what is more profound in the long run, I think.
Simple baby steps. I don't have to do another thing. I can just shift, you know, essentially shift. Like, obviously, I'm going to take my dog for a walk. And so I can just shift my energy within that 10, 15 minutes that we're out walking around the block. And whether it's like, you know, today we've got a beautiful, clear blue sky and the leaves are all different colors. Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't have to be that. It could literally be like a miserable, cold, rainy day too, walking the doggy. But you can still experience all of your senses of, like, you know, feeling cold, but like looking at the snow and just seeing beauty in the different ways, I think really brings activation, like you were saying, activating your senses.
Yes.
It's really fun. Okay. So I want to mention again, because you did say your sensuality activation. So you can go to amandatesta.com and she's got an opt-in there where you can sign up and get her sensuality activation. And then she's got another one, which we are going to talk about here in the next couple segments, is her healing practice around sexuality and, you know, if there's stress, trauma, violation, that kind of stuff going on. She's got this tool called the Jade Egg that we are going to dig more into. So you can go to amandatesta.com/Jade Egg, and that is a healing practice that she put together for us. So you guys can learn more information in that realm. So here's the deal. We're going to take another break here. You guys, you're listening to Rewired Life Radio. Again, if you go to audreymichelle.com, there's more information about my book, coaching, free content, and you can find a link to joining my Facebook group, where after the show, I always continue the conversation and kind of expand on some of the interesting topics that I found. It's a quick live video where I just kind of continue my thoughts. So you guys, when we come back, Amanda and I are going to talk more about the tools she offers to help her clients and finish kind of going through these top five ways to cultivate your feminine fire. Okay, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Curious about the meaning of life? Do you want to deepen your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. The school also organizes group meditations each year to benefit humanity. Whether you're just beginning to reflect on the spiritual side of your life or are a more experienced spiritual seeker, the school warmly welcomes you to join our group. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit esotericstudies.net. That's esotericstudies.net.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Have you ever said to a friend, "I am trying to be less stressed. I am hoping to meet someone special." Or how about, "I am working on getting a job I love." Hi, I'm Eve from Elite Tarot, host of the weekly show, Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. Words like hoping, wanting, and trying may seem innocent. However, they carry with them emotional weight that actually blocks energy. Next time you start to say these words, say instead, "I am becoming less stressed. I am looking forward to meeting someone special. I am pursuing a job I love." While your brain may resist, note how your body physically feels as possibility of success suddenly appears. As an intuitive coach and professional tarot card reader, I work with clients worldwide on using energy effectively to embrace joy. If you'd like to schedule a session, please visit my website at elitetarot.com. That's ELITETAROT.com.
Hi there, and welcome back to Rewired Life Radio, where we learn to love, heal, and celebrate. I'm your host, Audrey Michelle, and today my guest is the beautiful Amanda Testa with Find Your Feminine Fire, who is talking with us about empowering women to heal by empowering you to be aligned with your sexuality now and for where you are right now. Again, you can learn more about Amanda by going to her website, amandatesta.com. Like we mentioned in the last segment, she's got some free opt-ins for us, and we're going to continue talking about that. But I want you to think about this. So I'm assuming that because you're listening to a radio show called Rewired Life on a network called Transformation Talk Radio, you're probably into some form of self-help and self-growth. Now, how many of you are including sexuality and sexual health in that equation? So when Amanda and I began discussing this episode, she said something that stuck with me, and that is, in this arena of self-help and self-growth, the sexuality piece is often forgotten, and I think she's so right. And so I wanted to continue. You know, last segment we were going through her top five ways to cultivate your feminine fire. And, next we're getting into not only getting in touch with your body, but starting a love affair with yourself and giving yourself permission to feel your feelings and emotions, etc. So Amanda, let's start with this idea of getting in touch with your body. Like, what kind of tools do you have for us?
Yes. So I love how you mentioned, that this sexuality is such a missing piece I see in the personal growth and development world, because, the mindset part is so huge, but also we live in these bodies and we can tap into so much like pleasure and joy and aliveness the more we can actually be in those bodies and being in touch with our bodies. I know that you are on the same page with like the importance of connecting with your body on a regular basis, because, in my opinion, I feel like it's just like this is a gift that we're able to enjoy life through this experience of our bodies. So I find, we do as humans spend so much time in our heads too. We're always making decisions or planning the endless to-do list, whatever it may be. So dropping down into our bodies is so powerful in activating our feminine fire. So how do we do this? Well, you can just simply, take some time every day, spending a couple minutes just feeling the sensations in your body. It can be that simple. You can fine tune even more by just focusing in on the pelvic, on your pelvic region. Mm-hmm. And the more you do this, the more you will be able to connect with your sensations. And also when you're experiencing emotions, like kind of think, all right, I'm feeling a lot, I'm really super rageful right now. What am I feeling in my body? Mm-hmm. So for me, it's like, my chest tightens up. I have this like heat radiating throughout my face, just kind of being aware of, all right, interesting, just kind of being tuned into what your body's telling you. And then another tool I love to kind of really get into your body is the jade egg. And what that is actually, in my opinion, I feel like it's kind of a little hack you can use to get in touch with your body. And basically what it is, it's an egg made of jade, and you put it in your vagina and you do exercises with it. Yeah. It's kind of like yoga for your vagina, because, you know, when you think about yoga, it's not like just stretching, right? There's more to it. There's a whole practice. There's a whole experience around it. The same thing with the jade egg. It's not just doing Kegels. It's not just using like a different instrument. There's a practice to it. There is, you know, a whole experience to it. And I find with women, you know, taking that time for themselves is so key to create a sensual self-care practice is vital, because, you know, as much as meditating and all that plays into this, it's all a part of it. But you're adding in the extra element of bringing in the body piece by, you know, activating different parts of your anatomy. So it's kind of combining all those great things into one practice.
Yeah. And you know, something you said too is, it's not just an egg, right? It's not just this egg shaped thing. It's jade, right? So you get the energetic part of it too.
Yes. And I know many people out there have probably heard the controversy recently that happened with Gwyneth Paltrow and her Goop article. And then there was a gynecologist that kind of like jumped down the throat of it. But I do know in my experience and my teacher's experiences and other gynecologists that do promote this practice, and there's tons of pelvic floor specialists out there that are starting to use this more and more too, because it gives you an actual tool it makes your brain have something to focus on, right? So you can do all these exercises without it, but when you have the actual tool, it just helps to increase that sensate focus, which helps to increase healing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and just getting in touch with yourself, a lot of women experience numbness, and a lot of women experience pain during intercourse, and all these things can be, you know, kind of a buildup of a lifetime in the world we live in, going back to the Me Too thing, you know, whether or not you've been sexually violated, you know, it's just in our culture. And many women don't feel safe in our bodies. We don't feel safe. And that causes us to shut down sexually. Mm-hmm. And then you can be in a loving relationship, but still not have pleasure, still not have desire, still have pain. And so by working directly somatically in the vagina, you're able to heal so much of that. And then there's gentle processes that you can bring in for like a gentle trauma release. And that's, you know, when we're talking about healing, I feel like there's the path of pleasure and there's the path of purification, and they both have their place. But I feel like you can always return to pleasure, and it can be a gentle process. It doesn't have to be re-traumatizing. Mm-hmm. You can do it in a way that's gentle and that's healing. And, you know, I think everyone can benefit from a gentle daily trauma release, whether or not you have had trauma or not, because, you know, even just stress, anxiety, that's a form of trauma.
Mm-hmm. So I like that. You mentioned one thing as you were talking that I was like, let's dig in more to this. The healing aspects of the jade and, releasing the energy within your tissues, if you have experienced any sort of trauma, or if that's like where you hold your stress, you know, is in your pelvic floor, which is, a common thing. How does that work? How does the jade work with your tissues, I guess, is my question.
That is a great question. And I love to answer this because I feel I'll tell you my own personal story, is that I experienced sexual trauma, and I went to therapy for years and years. And I found in 3 or 4 months of working with the JEG when I first started doing it, you know, 4 years ago, whenever it was, I felt more healing than I had ever experienced. And I think there is something to that, because as science is starting to prove, you know, we hold a lot in our bodies, our tissues. Mm-hmm. And so actually going into that area and releasing can be extremely healing. And so how you would do this with the jade egg is you know, that depends on which practice you're doing that day, but there's specific ones where in using the jade egg, you kind of allow that with, you know, exercises of squeezing and releasing and pulling energy into the egg and clearing out stagnant energy and doing shaking practices, sounding practices with the egg in. You kind of use a combination of those methods, and the egg is kind of helps along with that. So you can visualize like all the energies are being absorbed and released.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. It gives you like an energetic tool. And I, you know, when we were talking, I was like, huh, now this is interesting to me because for those of you that have read my book or know my story, I identify with medical sexual trauma and you know, the diagnosis and treatment of endometriosis has a lot to do with, well, obviously my reproductive system, but there's a lot of pelvic exams and internal ultrasounds and just like stuff. And so I was just like, God, I don't know if I can handle like another thing, you know? But I was like, the energy behind the like life force energy behind Jade, right? All of a sudden I was like, that felt a whole lot safer to me than some like medical, like lifeless medical instrument, being used to, you know, whatever was being done when I was younger. But for me, I really connected with like I said, the, it's like the high vibe, right? Like the having Jade, as the material, I guess, felt much safer than if it were like a metal egg or I don't even know, like ceramic, or I'm just making it up, plastic.
Use plastic.
I was just like, I don't know what else it would be, but I was just trying to think of like things for me that sound awful.
Totally.
But the Jade part, I was like, huh, now this is interesting. You know, that's like totally my jam. Like anything that's like high vibe. I love crystals. I love essential oils, like all that kind of stuff. So I was like, oh, now this is interesting. So you totally piqued my interest with the Jade egg part of it. And so, you know, this tool for you, I know obviously it works for the getting in touch with your body part of, your five steps, but also, talk to us about the love affair part and, the permissions to feel your feelings. How does that go into it?
Yes. So in starting a love affair with yourself, that is a lot around listening to the voice that you have, your inner voice, and getting clear on your inner voice and choose to find that empowered part of you, the part of you that is going to support you in doing things that support you, you know, the part of you that loves you unconditionally, the part of you that can take over when you need it. And so the more that you kind of empower that part of yourself by being loving and to yourself, you know, being loving to your body, that can look like just, you know, gently touching your face in a caring way, you know, like treating your own body like you would treat that of a newborn baby, just out of awe and wonder. You know, when you get ready throughout the day, like what can you do to be more loving to yourself? So maybe when you walk by the mirror, like shoot yourself a compliment. When you're in the shower, like literally visualize that you're washing your body with love and you're sending it to all parts of you. And,
yeah, you know, I just had this vision of you like walking by the mirror and being like, hey, girl.
What's up, gorgeous?
Hey. I like your outfit. No.
Totally. But that's what you got to listen to, because there's that other voice in there that's either yours or society's, your aunt, going, your butt looks big. So you're like, thanks for that. I appreciate your thought, but I'm going to stick with my
Thank you for your input.
Yeah. So, you know, yeah, like think of that empowered goddess voice that's in you being like, yes, you are amazing. You are perfect just as you are. And it can kind of over time, you can't shut down those other voices because they have a place too. Just being like, yeah, I got you. I heard what you said. But I'm going to listen to empowered goddess's voice today, not you.
Yeah.
Sheba or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So, gosh, I think it was a couple of years ago now that I saw Elizabeth Gilbert speak at Emerging Women, the conference Emerging Women. And I think this is in her, oh no, I'm going to forget the name of her newest book.
Big Magic.
Big Magic. Thank you. I'm looking at my bookshelf like, please jump out at me.
Yeah.
She talks about how, you know, the voice in our head, right? And the fear And she talks about how there's no eliminating it. And so she's just like, so I decided to make friends with it and was like, you're going to come on this car ride called life with me. I got it. But you don't get to sit in the front seat. You don't get to have control over the radio. You don't get control over the navigation system, the map, where we're going, none of it. But you can come along.
Totally. And
I will hear you. But I do not need to listen to, like, take part in anything that you have to say. That just popped in my head as you were like, yes, those negative thoughts are there. And, like, trying to eliminate them is useless. But just thanking them and being like, yeah, I heard you. But that's not where we're headed today is such a great practice.
Yeah, and it's so true because in my work, I find, like, it's all about integration. Mm-hmm. You don't want to shut off parts of yourselves, but you want to integrate. Because we all have these different parts of us. And the more you ostracize the parts, the more they're going to come up in a way that's unhealthy.
And start yelling. That's been my experience, you know?
Like, yeah. And I think that goes
along. Screaming at me.
Totally.
So Amanda, I think you might know this cause we were chatting behind the scenes on our behind the scenes radio stuff, but for everybody else, we totally skipped the third break. And so we are officially in the fourth segment. And you know what that means. I like to ask the same question to all of my guests, which is, how do you show up in your life with intention? And so I think this is a great follow-up question to the, the your five ways to cultivate. Feminine fire in your life. Followed up with, like, how do you create that intention to pay attention to that for yourself?
Yes, that's a beautiful question. And I think, like anything, and I love intentions because it just reframes everything, right? Mm-hmm. And just taking the time when you wake up, like, what is my intention going to be today? Today, I am going to have the intention of cultivating my feminine fire by, you know, I'm going to spend a couple of minutes before I get out of bed and I'm just going to, like, lovingly touch my body. Mm-hmm. Or today I'm going to make sure I make time to do a sensual self-care practice. Today I'm going to really just be present and really luxuriate in the moment.
I like that word that you keep using, luxuriate.
I love that word.
I like that. You know what this reminds me of? So I get a lot of women who are just like, how do you have time for all of this stuff in your day? Right? Like, how do you fit in all of these things? And I was like, you know what? This is what I mean by intention. I don't mean another thing on your checklist, on your to-do list, on your, you know, agenda that you schedule for the day. That's not what I'm talking about. Like, intention is literally, like, you can be getting up and walking to the shower, to the bathroom, whatever you're doing and still have this, like, knowingness inside of you that today I'm going to frame my day with intention around XYZ. Like you said, putting intention on, you know, the sensuality part today.
Yeah. And I think, like you say, you can add it into anything you're doing. You can add it into when you're eating a meal. Mm-hmm. You can add it into if you're going to be hanging out with your partner. Do you want to sit around and watch TV, or do you want to have an intention to connect and have a conversation or whatever it may be?
Yeah. So it just what popped in my head was like, it's not adding. It's just shifting the intention of what you're already doing. You know, like you said, yes. Are we going to sit and just like numb out with the TV? Or are we going to shut the TV off and actually talk to each other? It takes the same amount of time.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes you might be in the mood to just numb out and watch TV and, you know, that's fine too. But the more that you bring awareness to it and intention to it, the more, you know, I feel like you're going to be becoming more aligned.
Mm-hmm. You know, the other thing that just came to mind is, as I was thinking about intention, I was thinking about, we built a second home, a cabin, a couple of years ago now. And, you know, as you're redesigning your space, I think Pinterest is one of the like easy things to go to. Like you have your Pinterest board of all the things that you like and not necessarily that you have to like use the exact item that's on your Pinterest board, but you have this thing as your inspiration, right? And when you're making decisions, you can go back to the intention, to the Pinterest board, to the ideas of, you know, what light fixture do I want here? Like, oh, my intention was to have it look X, Y, or Z way. And I feel like setting intention for your day or your week or how, you know, however that works for you is kind of like your Pinterest board for your day when you're like, okay, are we choosing TV? Are we choosing not TV? Like, what's my Pinterest board for today? Like, what was my intention? And if it was, you know, really being present and connecting, maybe shutting the TV off for tonight is fine. And just, sitting and talking with your family or your partner. But if your Pinterest board was like, you know, I just need a Netflix and chill kind of day, then yeah, you know, sit by the TV, chill out, snuggle with your partner. I don't know. Does that make sense?
It totally makes sense. But I love that idea of the Pinterest board because that's a great way to think of it. I love that.
Yeah. But then again, like as you're watching TV, like can you lay next to your partner and just kind of like look at him like you haven't looked at him or her in a long time, you know? I mean, I've been with my husband for 20 years and, you know, every once in a while I look over and I'm like, oh, we're like old, but I still see the like 18-year-old that I fell in love with. Does that make sense?
Totally.
Oh, hi. You're so cute.
That's beautiful.
Okay, my dear, what else do we need to talk about in our final minutes? We want to make sure everybody knows, your website. So give us your website. Let's do this. Give us your website one more time and then how to find out more about the Jade Egg.
Yes. My website is amandatesta.com, T as in tango, E-S-T-A. And I have, if you go to amandatesta.com/Jade Egg, I've got a healing practice that you can do with or without the Jade Egg. But it's just a beautiful, as I mentioned earlier, like a gentle daily healing release. It's very easy to do. It doesn't take very long and it's super powerful. So that is there for you to check out.
And then you have some classes here in Denver coming up, right? It's for those peeps that are here in Denver.
Yes, I do. Quarterly Find Your Feminine Fire programs that are 6 weeks programs. And then I'm actually going to be starting at the end of November, a virtual Jade Egg class. So the beauty of that is you can do it from anywhere in the world and we will be meeting via Zoom. So that Perfect. Is what, and if you want more information, if you go to my webpage, you can sign up and I'll send you all that. But so that will be exciting.
Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing your wisdom.
Yes. Thank you so much for
sharing your time. I think, so much to learn from you and I just love your energy. Like you're such a like calming, confident presence. And so, I think that's like the perfect combination to talk about what it is you talk about, you know? So thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, you guys, rewiring your life is all about creating a new nervous system. And this is, you know, something I talk about all the time and you can definitely apply it to what Amanda and I were talking about today, creating a new nervous system, one choice at a time, moment by moment. And with a new nervous system, you'll be a new person looking at the world with new set of glasses. If you're ready to look at your life differently, to heal wounds and to shift your thinking, let's talk. So I have several ways to work together from online classes to one-on-one coaching, and you can definitely learn more by going to my website, audreymichelle.com. Of course, all my information is on the contact page, and I've got a quick tool for learning to listen to your body, all kinds of fun stuff. So again, I want to thank my guest, Amanda Testa, today with Finding Your Feminine Fire for sharing such amazing information. And I want to thank all of you for tuning into Rewired Life Radio. I had a wonderful time. Of course, you can join me every Wednesday at noon Pacific by going to rewiredliferadio.com or on the transformationtalkradio.com website. So next week on the show, I've got I'm starting an awesome new series, which I will be introducing you to, and you're not gonna want to miss that one. So you guys have a great week, and of course, tune in next Wednesday for more Rewired Life Radio.
You've been listening to Rewired Life Radio, Learn to Love, Heal, Celebrate, with author, speaker, and spiritual growth coach, Audrey Michelle.
You can listen live each Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Download the podcast and connect with Audrey at AudreyMichelle.com. That's Audrey Michelle, spelled M-I-C-H-E-L.com.